Any comments on what your vision is? I know it may seem like a simple question about the mechanism of action of venetoclax. One of the things that I heard, that I found it was really interesting, talking to, actually it was Dan Pollya at University of Colorado about venetoclax and azacitidine in AML, and he has this idea, and I think others do, that it affects stem cells. Is there any reason to think that there's more going on than just anti-BCL2 with venetoclax?
Well, right. I mean, this is an interesting thing. Venetoclax has always been talked about as a BCL2 inhibitor. Well, this is actually not true. We know that the mechanism itself, even focusing on BCL2, is much more delicate. So venetoclax, as we know, is displacing pro-apoptotic players from their binding to BCL2. And these pro-apoptotic players of the BCL2 family, if they are displaced, then are free to induce apoptosis. So to me, venetoclax is touching this very delicate balance of pro and anti-apoptotic players of the BCL2 family. And obviously, we know that BCL2 is in the pathway or interacts with many other cell survival or cell death critical pathways, maybe even with B-cell receptor signaling and with p53. So I think it is very well embedded in a complex biological scenario, and it may very well be that the different responses that we see in different disease manifestations are due to the differences in biology in these different diseases.
So I'm going to try to get you to tease out the way you view first-line therapy in a minute, but a couple other questions just to follow up a couple of things we've been talking about. I've been kind of curious. You mentioned, it's just a practical issue putting somebody in the hospital, how aggressive, et cetera. One of the things that's not that clear, I think, when you look at some of the guidelines is exactly how you do factor in renal function. You mentioned that. A lot of these people are older. Specifically, what kind of creatinine clearance will get you to sort of change your strategy?
Yes, so as I said, it's not a single parameter issue. When somebody has a low tumor burden, you're less worried. When somebody has a 250 white count and 10 centimeter lymph nodes, you're a bit more worried. So the normal renal function, like a creatinine clearance of 70 or better, we hardly see any time in any CLL patient, yeah? So between 70 and 50, I wouldn't really be so much worried. If it goes below 50, I would probably strongly recommend to hospitalize a patient for the first dose at 20 and maybe for the next dose at 50, simply to be on the safe side. I'm pretty sure this can be done in an outpatient setting as well, but hospitalization appears to be a safety measure that is very important in these patients.
Although, it's nice to avoid hospitals when you can.